I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Serenity at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Serenity stars Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. In it, McConaughey is hired by Hathaway to kill her husband. This film is bananas. Okay, so on the surface, Serenity seems like it might be a little dull. In fact, when I first watched the trailer, I concluded it must have been some kind of an excuse for McConaughey and Hathaway to take a vacation on a tropical island. It looked like a somewhat bland murder thriller mystery with little else to offer. Okay, I thought, McConaughey just wanted to hang out on a tropical island for free for a couple of months. I respect that, but I probably still won't see the film. And well, time makes fools of us all, does it not? I checked out Serenity, and it's oh so much more than a simple murder story. This film goes completely nuts. It's kind of amazing. In the movie, McConaughey plays a fishing boat captain on some island, presumably off the coast of the United States. It's a sort of tropical paradise. McConaughey struggles with money as he and his first mate, played by Jimon Hounsou, sometimes catch fish for cash and sometimes take rich vacationers out to sea so they can get drunk and go fishing. We learn right away that McConaughey's character, Baker Dill, is obsessed with catching this giant tuna that keeps eluding him. He's also a bit dangerous, pulling a knife on a guy in the first few minutes. Dill also sometimes gets money by prostituting himself to a semi-friend on the island, played by Diane Lane. One day, Anne Hathaway shows up. Turns out she's Dill's ex-wife, and we learn the two had a child together. She, her character's name is Karen, tells Dill, who hasn't seen her in many years, that her new husband is an abuser with mob connections. He's made life for her a living hell, and she can't escape him. He'll hunt her down and have her killed if she ever leaves him. She offers Dill $10 million to take her hubby out on his boat, get him drunk, and then push him overboard. The idea is that they'll play it off like it was an accident. Dill says no, but then Karen's husband, played by Jason Clarke, arrives on the island as well, believing it's some kind of planned vacation. And this character is something else. Jason Clarke's Frank is a nightmare of a character. He not only often beats his wife as well as her son, who again is also McConaughey's son, but he's just generally obnoxious and rude. I started to hope that Dill would kill the guy after just a few minutes with him. Okay, so, without spoiling anything, that's the basic premise of Serenity. On the surface, that's what it is. And I'll just say that part of it is tolerable, but it's the crazy twist that comes next that changes everything and makes this movie what it is. I'm not going to tell you what happens, but just let me say that whatever you're imagining is probably not it. Something drastically shifts in this film a little more than halfway through. Early on, we get some hints that Dill may have a psychic connection to his son, but that's not quite it. I can't tell you what the twist is, and oh, how I want to. Serenity becomes a totally different concept as a result of the wild direction it takes with that twist. This isn't really about a murder at all, or then again, it kind of still is, but it's a totally different kind of movie. It's so audacious that I had to love it. Serenity feels weird from the very start. The way that McConaughey is acting in the very first scene of the film feels off, and I think it's a little tip that something gaga is going to go down later. This movie is not what it seems. As far as the performances, McConaughey is McConaughey. His character here, Dill, is a very troubled soul and not the most likable that McConaughey has played, but then again, this is Matthew McConaughey, so we can stomach him. Anne Hathaway is fine. She sticks out like a sore thumb in this little island community that she comes to, walking around all absurdly beautiful. I also liked Diane Lane as McConaughey's client, I guess. There's a whole cast of characters that exists on this little island, and they all do kind of charm you. The island is called Plymouth, and we're repeatedly told that everyone knows everything about everybody in this place. And yet McConaughey doesn't really seem to be all that concerned about whether anyone would find out about it if he did kill Jason Clarke. This is an otherworldly sort of place. Look, I don't know if I could call Serenity an objectively good film. I mean, I suppose it isn't, but I had a wonderful time. The movie is so outrageous in its wild creativity that I had to be pleased. I like it when a film does something ridiculous and doesn't even care, and this movie does that pretty well. Director Stephen Knight took a stab at this crazy and risky project, and I salute him. I liked the cinematography in Serenity. It has slick and lush colors, and the tropical sort of setting was very inviting. If you're adventurous, interested in seeking out a movie that is totally bonkers, then give Serenity a go. If you're turned off by the weird, though, stay away. I give Serenity a 3 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick. Alright, you know what? I can't not spoil the movie, okay? So I'm going to tell you the spoilers now. The main review is over, but now I'll tell you the spoiler, okay? Ready? Here it goes. Everything that happens in this movie is in a video game. None of these characters are real. It's all in a video game, and that's all I'll say. Okay, there you go. I couldn't help spoiling the film, and that's been this edition of Flick Pick.